Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about equity investing and exit strategies on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast. A couple of days ago, we were talking about borrowing and how to think a little bit like a lender. Now, when a lender is lending you money, they're asking a simple question. If I lend you money, how am I going to get it back? But how often do equity investors make decisions to tie up money for a very long term with absolutely no exit strategy? And an investment with no exit strategy is called a prison for your money. Now, you might be thinking, hang on a second, Victor. What about when you buy a rental property and you're simply buying that for the rental income? You're going to hold it for the long term, your classic buy and hold scenario. Well, yes, that's often the case. You put in some equity, you go borrow some money, and you hold the property for the rental income. However, I still maintain that I want a property that has an exit strategy. I don't want equity tied up for a very long period of time. So even in that scenario, I'm looking for a project that's going to generate enough value that I can create an interim exit where it's not involving the actual sale of the property, but there's enough new equity created that I can refinance that property, do a little bit of an equity pull, and recoup the initial investment, all or very close to all of that initial investment within a relatively short time period. With that interim exit, now that becomes a no money down deal. And yes, the property's going to have a little bit higher debt ratio than it did before, but I still want to maintain a conservative debt to equity ratio. So it's not an unsafe or irresponsible level of debt, and the property is still generating very healthy levels of cash flow. You may have detected in that conversation a very key word or key phrase, and that phrase is value creation. Properties do go up in price from time to time. They can also fall, and that's not in your control. That's driven by market forces. And of course, if market appreciation happens and the prices go up and my values go up as a result, I'm happy and that's great, but I can't rely upon that. I can't build an entire business case hoping that in the future market prices will go up. So every project has to have a significant value creation component. Sometimes this is also called forced appreciation. That value creation can come in many different ways. It can be turning around a property that's been mismanaged, taking it over from another property manager, managing it better, increasing the rents, increasing the net income, and that's absolute value creation. Another way might be to renovate the property, command higher income as a result of offering a better product. That too is value creation. Or making it a very large renovation, as in the case of new construction, that is also value creation, starting from ground up construction and delivering a new product in the marketplace, offering a premium product, and you get that income. And you get to reap the benefits of the valuation associated with that new higher income. In every single case, I want to make absolutely sure that there is enough value created that I can create that interim exit. If that's not possible, I will simply not invest. Now, a lot of investors have a much more relaxed philosophy than I do. And you know what? They are often making investments that I wouldn't do. The reason I want these really large profit margins is because in the real world, things go wrong. Problems do arise on almost every project. And you can have a project where you have thin margins and one mistake, you're now at break even. Two mistakes, you're underwater. But you know what, folks? This is the real world. In the real world, problems exist. Surprises happen, even in the case of the most diligent operator. Now, you might make the counter argument. You might say, well, Victor, those kind of deals are very hard to find. And I will acknowledge they are very hard to find. That doesn't mean that you should do bad deals. It just means you need to look a little bit harder and only do great, great deals. In 2017, Ken McElroy, one of the Rich Dad advisors and Robert Kiyosaki's personal real estate advisor, he has a very sizable real estate portfolio, and he evaluated over 500 deals. He actually underwrote 50 deals. He placed offers on a lot of deals, and in the end, he only closed on one in an entire year. He looked at 500, and he closed on one. That should tell you how important it is to be extremely selective. In the meantime, as you're evaluating your potential projects, take a close look at your exit strategies, go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.